Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And we are back. Welcome back to Gwinnett Business Radio. I had to think about where I was. I'm at the Sonesta, but this is Gwinnett Business Radio, and we're broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio. Mike Salmon alongside our enthusiastic Director of Sales and Marketing, Amanda Peerch. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Mike.
Want to remind everybody, before we get into the show, and you've invited some great guests on that I'm excited to talk about, but before we do that, as you heard in the open, Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center. Quality care and close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community health care leader for over 39 years.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying not to wear my glasses
and
show my age.
You need some coffee this morning.
I'm not doing very well. 39 years nationally recognized for patient safety. Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by using the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside's system of care, visit eastsidemedical.com. I aged Eastside Medical by about 50 more years by accident there. So, apologies to Eastside Medical Center. But this is Gwinnett Business Radio, and our guest today, a really cool company called By Design LED, and we are joined by Saloni Desai and Kaushik Desai. And welcome to the program, folks.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, Kaushik and Saloni, we're great to have you here. The very first question out of the gate, tell us all about By Design LED and what you do.
By Design LED, we try to get into the marketplace to save energy for the hotel customers. That was the starting point of our business. And By Design LED is focused into designing low emission diode lights, which is the full form of LED, to save energy for hotel industry. That was our basic startup to do the manufacturing of this kind of lighting. So, having said so, Turnkey Hospitality is our parent company, mm-hmm. where we have approximately 3,000 hotel customers. Now, saving energy started becoming, from last few years, if you have seen, becoming a major energy saving dollars, which is going down the drain by if you use sodium lamps and all. So, getting into first thought process of manufacturing this lining, we came across a lot of needs in the hotel industry, and basically we turn into first getting into our own hotel to see what the savings are.
Right.
So the pole lights, everybody knows how the parking lights are, a lot of energy used in the parking lots. They are up for 12 hours. Then inside the hotel also, there are a lot of bulbs which are like 60 watts, 75 watts, which can be replaced by 13 watts. Outside, sodium bulbs which are 450 watts can be replaced by just 100 watts. So just to have energy saving kind of a structure and return on investment, we put up these lights in our own hotel. Now, by putting these lights, our energy bill was around $36,000 per month. And now we are paying $27,000 a month.
Wow.
A big saving.
Yeah,
which we recognize after 6 months of the energy graph. So then we saw the need, and each and every customer from our hotel industry started inquiring about this. And having seen the results, we thought that there's a big opportunity. Why not to tap it? So last few years, it is a startup company, but we know what we are doing and trying to save energy for the customer. We started with a company in China. We design our own lighting. We design our own kind of a requirement for the hotel industry and the commercial buildings, and we started providing those facilities kind of a thing to our hotel customers.
Right.
Now, each and every, we have been growing by word of mouth. We have never marketed our company before. So now, the requirement...
Until now. Business Radio X.
So that's the reason we are here, Mike. That's we just see how the opportunity takes us to the next level.
With a $10,000 savings, you don't really need to market much. The dollars speak for themselves.
That's correct. So the return on investment was just 16 months. So going back to the LED use, if the return on investment is 16 months for a five-year period, say, for example, you put up LED lights today, you get your money back within 16 months, but the light is warranted for 5 years or 50,000 hours. So after literally 16 months, you start making money. Ooh. And if you see the return on investment, that's huge. So having got into this opportunity, I think we started this company, and now I'm happy to hear that you're going to help us get to the next level.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, you saw an opportunity there. Your parent company already had 3,000 hotels you're working with. You already had the customer base. You have the hotel that you own as well. So you put it there. You saw how you were saving money. And now you already have this customer base of 3,000. And you saw an opportunity to build this business. So By Design LED, it's born 2 years ago. And you're doing great work.
That's correct.
Yes. I know that the green initiatives are very popular in the hotel industry. They have initiatives with the air conditioning as well, you know, the motion detectors and water also. So I can imagine that you guys are gaining a lot of traction here in this space.
That is correct. And one more thing I should elaborate in the whole process of supplying to these customers is there's a rebate program by the federal government. So if you change those bulbs and put the LED lights, one saving is about saving the energy.
Right.
On the second hand, federal governments gives you rebate dollars, state governments, meaning these are, they qualify the provider, meaning the indirect dollar comes to the provider or energy provider and you get the rebate. So back on back, you save the energy, you save money, and on the top, you get some rebates by using
You really are making money.
That's correct.
That's a win-win-win all around. Educate the listeners a little bit about the benefits of LED lighting in addition to the savings. People may say, well, you kind of already talked about that they last longer and they are just as bright as your normal lights.
And that is correct. So it is energy which passes through the diodes and creates the light, and it is focused on, like, it's not wasting any kind of value to the light. Meaning it doesn't spread all around the place. It is focused on, so that's one part of it. Now, using LED, we always talk about return on investment. We always talk about benefit. We always talk about the cash dollars. But going back to the benefit of LED is you are not changing those bulbs, those lights. You don't need a big lift to go on the pole every month or every other month to change one or two bulbs. This lasts for 5,000 hours, and it is 5 years warranted.
Wow.
There are some certification which we have, all the certification to be qualified, because there are ROHS and UL and all. We can go into details later on, but the benefit is this: there is no maintenance cost for 5 years. People taking letters up and changing bulbs or going over the lift and changing the pole lights.
So you're saving the hotel money for energy, and then you're also reducing the cost of labor.
That is correct.
And
that
actually it's 50,000 hours and 5 years. And so even at that point, it's at 80% performance level.
Wow.
So though we guarantee it for 5 years or 50,000 hours, whichever comes first, even after that, your light should be performing at 80% performance, energy performance. So that's how we have designed the lights to be, and so beyond that, you still have so much more life left in them.
As Amanda said earlier, the numbers speak for themselves. You don't need to market the company; it's all word of mouth, as you said earlier.
And in 16 months,
yeah,
wow. that's an immediate return.
As far as your customer base right now, how many hotels are you going back and working with that have to retrofit and put in the new lights, and how many are brand new hotels? I assume that's another market too. Is all these brand new hotels that are being built right now? They start with the LED lighting.
That is correct. So right now the market is like we are only going with a hotel industry and also commercial building. We already changed lighting for approximately 12 to 15 hotels, plus or minus, because of the pole lights or internal lighting and all. The commercial building is the next one we have started doing it, and we have done three commercial buildings also.
Oh, I would think there's a lot of areas you could go into.
That is correct. That is also in the gas station. So all the lights which are at gas station, we are focusing that. We are focusing on the warehousing. So we have a lot in the pipeline to do.
What is the saying? The world is your oyster, or the something like that. I mean, yep. You've got out
yours
there
for the taking.
I mean, every place to conquer. It seems like this is, I mean, going to be huge. It's a no-brainer. I assume there are other companies out there that do what you do.
Yeah. So.
So talk about what makes you maybe a little different from them, and why we should be calling By Design LED to change out our lights.
Exactly. So, yes, there's obviously a lot of competition. I mean, LED lighting is not a new industry by any means. What makes us different, though, is because it's still an unregulated market. There, you know, a lot of people don't require certificates and having certain certifications done to be an actual valuable company. So that we have taken that step, though. All our lights come out of the factory already certified. We have all the licenses that we need that would be applicable in the U.S. market. You know, so basically when you install our lights, you are from day one basically qualified for the rebates. And that is one thing the government definitely requires to be qualified. You need to have those licenses and certifications. Furthermore, to be LEED certified, which is where a lot of hotels and commercial buildings are going when they actually doing new builds, is to be LEED certified, you also need to have a certain level of lights, certain license, certain certificate on those lights. So that's something that we offer, and we're very vocal about that. But if you notice, if you go to some competitors, the pricing may be about the same or even higher, but they will not fully advertise, you know, why do their lights, you know, meet the specification, and, you know, what is the guarantee on them.
You mentioned getting word of mouth is a great way for you growing the business, obviously in the hotel industry, because you're very entrenched in the hotel industry. When you're going out for the commercial business now, how are you getting the word out there about your business?
So getting the word out to the other market, say commercial building, say, mm-hmm. And today we are here in front of you. That's another, we are taking the step to start marketing. But I think we are becoming member of the Gwinnett County. That's our starting point. We are becoming member of the all other electrical franchises and all, so that we can start talking about our lighting distribution also. There are a lot of other opportunities where we are now tapping into how the next step of marketing should be beyond the word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Solani, you yourself being part of the family and helping run the business, you're now going off to college, I understand, up at Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
Talk about what the next couple of years are going to look like for you, because you're going to be juggling school and work.
Yeah, exactly.
And for those that may not know, that Kaushik is your dad.
Yes, yes.
So this really is a family business. Are there other family members involved too?
No, just us two right now.
Okay, okay.
And also, she's not going to college for the first time. She's going back for her MBA.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You, okay, you're obviously going to be a business leader, a growing and leader of the future. Tell us what your schedule is going to be like next couple of years. I mean, you're going to have to juggle school and work.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually going to look forward to figuring that out myself.
Learn as you go.
So it'll be full-time work and full-time school. So luckily they have made the program specifically for working professionals. And I'm going back from MBA specifically to specialize in entrepreneurship. I've talked to Amanda before that I do have my own company, and it's called Art Foundry International. I started that in 2014, and since then, I've been helping my father, too, because we have Turnkey Hospitality, and then we started By Design LED.
So that's three companies.
So basically, the reason I'm going back to school is my background isn't as an industrial engineer, which doesn't have too much focus on, like, accounting, marketing, finance, and all these subject areas, which help a lot when you're, you know, have your own small business. Mm-hmm. So basically going back to get more of the core foundation in those subjects. And it'll be 2 years. I'm you know, definitely going to be trying to figure out my schedule as far as how I'm going to organize everything. But first priority is obviously business. And the best part about going back to school is whatever I learn in class, I'll be kind of applying real time
directly
into the business, mm-hmm. which was one of the best, you know, pros of the program. Yeah.
Speak a little bit more, if you don't mind.
Oh, wait a minute. The dad's got the biggest smile. You've got to be so proud of your daughter.
I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her.
She does great work. She's very
astute. You better keep her close, Kaushik, because we may hire her away from you. Be careful.
I don't think that's
I will
a
let
bond
her fly wherever she wants to.
Now, I know that art is very important to you, and mm-hmm. you're talking about your own company. You and I had a conversation before about fair trade value mm-hmm. and your initiatives to kind of help artists that sell their work to the United States receive fair value for their items. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when I started the company, Art Foundry International, it was because my father was also already doing the renovation reconstruction side of the industry, but I kind of wanted to come in from, you know, the other end where it's like, I love design and art myself. I'm very passionate about it. And what he was doing is basically manufacturing all the bulk furniture and the bulk items you need in a hotel. But he was purchasing, you know, from other vendors where it comes to, like, design artwork, like mm-hmm. artwork on the wall, the beautiful mirrors and accent chairs and lighting. And so I decided that since that's my passion, I would try to take that up and do manufacturing based in the U.S. because until then we were importing that from China. And, you know, obviously the price break is great, but then clients were starting to notice the quality was suffering. So when it comes to your art, you want it to look the best. And luckily, I was able to set up a base here for manufacturing. And the price point was a little higher, obviously, but people are willing to pay for the quality. And so we've been noticing that shift in the market, that people want quality versus just the cheap, you know, made in China goods sometimes. So and then after that, I got an opportunity to furnish a boutique hotel in Atlanta, which is going on right now. It's our project. And the client.
Are you able to share the name?
It's called the Curator Hotel. It's right near Pond City Market. And so luckily, the client that I'm working with, he's basically a referral from a close mutual friend. And so he's younger, millennial, and he was like, you know what? Like, I talked to him about this. I have a contact in India, and they have a bunch of different villages and artisan communities that she's, you know, a part of, and basically sources residential furnishings and accessories. But she's like, you know, we could give them an opportunity to take it one step further. Like, why not introduce it to the commercial market? And I said, yeah, that's great. You know, it sounds great, but I need the entry point. So I talked to my client, and basically I suggested this to him that, you know, you want a very boutique, very personalized, custom look in the hotel. So, like, why not make it so that it's made by an artisan somewhere in India or anywhere, really? And luckily, the community that I got in touch with, they're basically experts in metal and woodwork. And so since the theme he was going for was very aligned with the metal and woodwork, like that look.
Sounds rustic.
Yeah.
Is it rustic looking?
Well, so we start out with the more industrial sort of look mm-hmm. to complement Pond City Market. We've shifted a bit from the beginning, the design point, but still very in tune with the work that was done. So basically the whole village kind of was employed for this project. And we are furnishing a 111-room hotel, including the public area, all the artwork made by hand, each single piece. And they actually were able to use all the metal and wood that they were finding from scrap, like junkyards and stuff. So it's sustainable.
So it's upcycling.
Exactly.
I
so
like
basically 70% of the guest room art was repurposed metal and repurposed just wood and any material that they needed. And
you supplied jobs to the community.
Exactly. Yeah, it started out with a group of five people, and the artisan who was the leader in this, and his background's he went to school for engineering and like skilled trade work and stuff, but he thought, I can handle it, you know, because this is their first time. And then later on, they basically involved over 50 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're making an impact, not here just locally, exactly. but from exactly. afar. I'm very interested in going and taking a look at the Curator
yeah,
Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Once it open?
Not yet. Okay. We're still in the reno phase.
But you might know somebody. Put on a hard hat and she'll give you a little tour while yeah. it's being built. Sure,
that sounds very yeah. exciting. And yeah. I know with your designer eye, I'm sure mm-hmm. it will be well appointed.
Yes, we're mm-hmm. really excited. It's yeah. a very Atlanta-themed hotel. It'd be fun. I can't wait. You know, you should definitely come when we... have it open. I'll give you a personal
Ooh.
Tour.
That's exciting. Personal.
Yeah.
I see, like father, like daughter, you saw yeah. an opportunity for business and you're growing it. And what I find very interesting, if I'm correct, you're going back to school and you're really learning more about the business side. You're not
exactly.
going for the art side. You're going for
no.
the business side, because people are artists and doctors and dentists mm-hmm. and all this, but they don't know how to run a business.
Exactly.
And you're learning how to run a business.
Yeah.
Still doing your passion of artwork, though.
Exactly.
And so you're combining both.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I did. Even with my undergrad, I was an industrial engineer from Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with art, but my passion was supply chain and manufacturing. And so once I worked, you know, in the corporate industry after that, I was able to take that experience and basically combine it with my passion very seamlessly. Mm. So that's kind of where I ended up with AFI. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping when going back to UNC Chapel Hill that, again, it'll give me the skill set that I can... you know, pretty much infuse into the work.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know Kaushik's cheeks are probably hurting. He's been smiling the whole time you've been talking. It's funny because yesterday Amanda and I were with a friend, Luciano, and we were talking about the Hispanic heritage and culture mm-hmm. and in the Indian culture, hard work is just a core of your culture. Talk about where this all came from. Obviously, it was ingrained in you at a young age as well, just like you've ingrained it in your daughter.
So that's very true. Back home, my father owned all the oil mills with the peanut oil mills. And we were very much in the forefront of the state of Gujarat, where we belong. And we have watched him during his hard work time, like wake up early morning, 5 o'clock, go to the mill, and stay there for up to 16 hours, do the hard work. Instead of Sundays, he will take us to the factory and then see how the things are going and whatnot. So it is just inbuilt from the day one. We're just trained to do hard work from as much hours you take, wake up early, go late at night, and, you know, so work hard is the main key point. We got it from our family.
But I love that too, because you know, you had a successful family and your dad had a successful business, and you could have just taken it easy. Things weren't given to you. You if you wanted something, you still had to work hard. And that's where maybe I sometimes parents fail is you know, we give away stuff to our kids. What am I getting too personal here? And they don't understand. You still have to work hard. Things aren't just given to you. You could have gone down that road, but you probably would have learned the wrong lesson.
That is very true, Mike. That's very true.
And my dad's probably being humble, but that's actually exactly what he did.
You had to earn everything you got.
He basically did not follow his father's footsteps. He could have just taken on that business, you know, solely and handle everything. But instead, he decided to go to school, one of the top schools, did his master's back when, you know, doing master's in that era was not common, but he and his family, he was the only one. And then decided to come to America to basically give a better life for me and my sister, which Aww. We're very thankful for.
Yes, and now you have three generations, and I don't know, I'm sure your sister is equally successful and an
yes.
entrepreneur, so
yes.
four generations of success and entrepreneurship throughout your family.
That is very true. Very
See,
true.
We're not talking about design LED anymore. It's all about the Desai family.
Well, I think that's kind of true.
The pillar.
Like when I went to, you know, orientation for my school this weekend, it's exactly what they said. We had a top professor, you know, kind of do a case study with us, and we talked about how it really comes down to the people and the culture. And he's like, I teach strategy as a top professor, yet when it comes down to success of a business, my people ask me why this company is successful and I'm not. He's like, you know, as much as I would like to go into strategy, it really is culture and people. And that's kind of what we want to tell and relay to our audience and our, you know, consumers, is that basically you're not just getting the lights. There's a lot that goes behind it. And the people that you're dealing with is more important, that trust factor. Because even though when my dad was talking about what we offer and why we're different, is that even though you don't give us your business, we will happily be your consultant. So at least guide you in the right direction. We've done that for a lot of people to educate them about the industry, because a lot of people are investing $1,000 per light for potentially, you know, 70 lights. That's a lot, right? But then at the end of 2 years, they're like, we don't know what went wrong. And it's because, well, the light was great. You know, they offered you and promised you a lot, but there's a lot that goes into research about what the specifications are, which people don't know what to ask. And nor is it, you know, basically handed to them on a sheet of paper. This is what you're getting. So we've done that many times. And what happens at the end of 2 years when the light goes out, guess where they're coming back?
Straight to you. They remember.
I love it. Uh-huh. Your philosophy, and Amanda's learning this as she works closer to me, that our philosophies are very similar too. So
exactly.
Here. Congratulations on all your success as we get ready to wrap up the show. For those that would like to, and we'll get back to By Design LED, that would like to find out more about the LED lighting and how to get in touch with you and find out more about your product, where can they get that information?
So you can find us at www.bydesignled.com. And then my email address is Saloni, Saloni, at bydesignled.com. And you can reach us at 770-789-1155.
They also have a beautiful showroom located here locally, right down Breckenridge.
That's correct.
I had the opportunity to pay them a visit, so they're real close if you want to pop in.
What's the address?
2160 Breckenridge Boulevard, Building 200, Suite 200, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043.
Kaushik Desai, Saloni Desai, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
Congratulations, and wishing you all the best. Before we go, we want to remind you that there's a lot of love in the room right now, but love is also what makes a Subaru get big savings and enjoy their hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and check out their family today. Come on in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, you're already driving around in your brand new Subaru or an older Subaru like I am, which I love, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for all the latest offers, news, and community events. A reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want, 24/7. Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Business Radio program, and then you'll see this episode and all our other episodes as well. Also, we're all over social media, aren't we, Amanda?
Yes, please, if you don't already follow us on Facebook or LinkedIn, you can find us at Gwinnett Radio X, and that is available on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. We look forward to connecting with you.
Thank you again to our guest, to our listeners, to our producer, Trey. For Amanda, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.